Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. By VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. By Polar, blood, sweat, and data. By Premium Plus Sports, official travel agency of Babbittville Sports. By USA-SwimRun.com. If you haven't tried a swim run event, grab a buddy and give one a try. By our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We have now raised over $100 million, sent out over 23,000 grants to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here. Our next guest, the main man at Generic Events. He's got an awesome new event coming up called the Herbalife 24 Triathlon, among others. His name is Brennan Lindner. Brennan, how the heck you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for that great introduction.
Well, I've been doing your events for I don't know how long. I think I did the first ever Pasadena Tri. I'm doing it every year.
Yeah, well, I was thinking too, but just you brought up the swim runs. You know, when we started a Plata Run, you know,
yes,
down there, gosh, like at Mission Bay as well as Solana Beach, and it's like I miss that series.
You know what? That was what I love about those type of races is you're not blocking off any roads, right? It's swim run. It's at the beach. It's simple. Man,
swimsuit and shoes. That's all you need.
Yeah, nothing. You don't need a lot of equipment. You don't need any police. You know, you need a couple lifeguards, and that's about it. Yeah, simplicity is always nice. So, speaking of simplicity, let's do a triathlon in the city of Los Angeles. I'm sure that was pretty easy.
Exactly. That's the opposite of simplicity. But I mean, it's a treat and it's complex, but it really is. I mean, you've got so many streets out here. And so it's a real, I'd say, unique opportunity to go from the beach to downtown. So super killer.
June 2nd, Venice to downtown, to basically downtown the Staples Center. So talk a little bit about, this is a very unique course. You're swimming in Venice, and then you're riding, you know, smack dab through the coolest part of L.A., and you've got an option of a sprint or an Olympic or relay. You've got a lot of options.
Yep. A lot of options. You know, we really wanted to, I'd say, sort of celebrate the urbanness of Los Angeles. So it's, you know, we're down at Venice Beach, which has that gritty, cool graffiti feel to it, you know, and the swim's there. And then the bike itself, I'd say it's flat and fast because you got about 14 miles from the beach to downtown. And that's the sprint course with just a little bit of a climb. And then the Olympic course, you know, international distance then takes you up over towards MacArthur Park, as well as up and down on Fig Street. So you get to really see, I'd say, beach, mid-city, downtown, and then MacArthur Park is like this great, predominantly Hispanic area, but it's got this beautiful lake, which most people don't know, L.A. has some lakes.
And you're finishing, your titles, it's Herbalife 24 Triathlon, so the Herbalife main building is right in that area where you finish, correct?
It's true, yeah. Herbalife has been really interested in bringing the sport of triathlon back to the city, and their headquarters, you know, one of them, but I think it's the North American headquarters, is right there at LA Live. So it's where the Lakers play, Clippers, the Kings. It's just north of the Coliseum, so it's, and there's so much building and new buildings down there. It's just a vibrant, really cool urban center.
What has been the biggest challenge when you go to the city and say, hey, I got an idea. I want to do a swim at Venice Beach and go across your city, finish it at around Staples Center, and on a Sunday morning when I'm sure everybody's trying to get different places. What were the biggest challenges?
The biggest challenge is we're going through six different city council districts, and then, of course, we're in just one, six different city districts, council districts, and then we have one county district, and so we've really had to do a lot of legwork because there's been some events here in the city that have come and gone, and so we really had to go through and say, hey, you know, we're going to do this well. Here's how we're going to notify. Here's, you know, really how it can benefit, you know, the area, both from health and fitness, but we're trying to do a lot of outreach to get new people in the sport.
So when you're looking again, the event is June 2nd, and Herbalife24Tri.LA, right? That's the www.herbalife24tri.LA.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the city, you know, didn't want to have an LA triathlon. They own the mark. And so Herbalife said, hey, we're just going to take it all on. It'll be our triathlon. We want to get everybody into the sport. and just come out. And like you said on there, I mean, there's a sprint, you know, for people that want to go quick and fast. You can do an international distance, go a little bit longer. Aquabike, we've got that in there for people like me, you know, 40 and over that, you know, don't want to run anymore. And we're really pushing relays.
Yes.
Just because a lot of people don't want to do all three. Actually, they might want to, but they don't necessarily have the time. And so LA, you know, it's kind of hard to get around. So it's like if someone just wants to focus on the swim, get a couple of buddies, do the bike and run. And that's both in the sprint as well as the Olympic distance.
And considering it's point to point, how does that work in terms of you've got racks set up at the start, you got racks set up around the Staples area, and how does your stuff get back?
That's, you know, and you say complex, but this is one of the unique and fun, I'd say, challenges on this. But two different transition areas, one by the beach, one down at LA Live. We have a pretty sophisticated shuttle plan for people, as well as also a bag transport plan. So, and then we're finalizing, too, a bike transport plan. So there's a lot of little nuts and bolts, but by the time we get this set here in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a well-oiled machine. So, but, you know, from an athlete perspective, you show up, you get three different bags. You put your T2 bag right over in transition two, and then you stuff your morning bag, and then on the morning of the race, and then you've got your T1 bag. So it's pretty simple, but from I know just looking on the outside in, it can look pretty complex.
So you're a guy with, you know, Pasadena, your Pasadena Pool Try, which
I know, which
is one of my favorite events. It starts with a 5K or 5K around the Rose Bowl, and then three mile loops around the Rose Bowl, and then a swim at the Aquatic Center there. It's really, really a special event. But, you know, you get, when you have a short triathlon like that, and people are always saying, gosh, you know, our triathlon is 70-80% men and 20% women, and how do we get more women in? I go to your event every year. That thing's 50-50, right?
It's probably 60-40. Yeah, I mean, that race is predominantly women. You know, we're really finding that trend, you know, with all our races. But, yeah, it's a great beginner and women-friendly race.
So knowing that, and, you know, we're trying to get more women into the sport of triathlon, my philosophy is that the shorter the event, the more chance you can make that 50-50, or like you said, 60% mm-hmm. women. As you get into 70.3 and full Ironman, that's a different gig where, you know, mom's going to go leave the house and do a 5-6 hour bike ride. I don't think so. Where you can get ready for these races, for something like the Herbalife event, you can get ready by taking spin classes, by riding indoors. You don't have to be out there riding on the roads and being scared. Right. So talk a little bit about the world is very Ironman centric. People want to get the Ironman, the MDOT, they want to do 70.3, they want to do a full. And your events are not, right? You're doing Olympic and sprint and pool try. So talk a little bit about having people embrace the shorter distances.
That's really been a big push. And as you know, within USAT and TBI and just across the board, the sport is how to bring back, I'd say, the lifestyle of,
yes,
you know, triathlon. It doesn't have to be, you know, 8 months on and 4 months off and, you know, you sacrifice everything else. So, you know, I mean, within the women angle right over there, we're working with LA Tri Club and doing a women's and tri program. We successfully got 20 women to do a sprint triathlon in October.
Love it.
And so we're looking to double that. And that's really with a women-centric training program that has some on-site, you know, activities, but also stuff that they can do at home, you know, whether it's home or the pool after work, and really get that camaraderie. We're working also with USAT and their Legacy Tri to really get the word out to people that, hey, start with a relay, start with a 5K and work your way up to doing a triathlon. And then we're also adding in a lot of different swim programs, really, to get people over that fear of water. It's really, you know, we've got 5 months to this race, but I think, you know, it's really a 3-year, I'd say, plan to actually get people, you know, open to adding this to their life. It doesn't have to be that, you know, ultimate commitment.
And that's when you look at the success of the pool tries, a lot of that is the swim is, it's different when you're jumping into the water after you've been heated up and there's lane lines and there's walls,
yep,
and there's warm water and there's lifeguards and yeah, you know exactly where you are. There's no big fish. Nobody's hitting you in the head. Do you see that as the biggest deterrent for people getting into the sport?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest deterrent is the perception of time it takes to train, as well as that it's everything's an ocean swim. And you hit the nail on the head back there.
Yeah.
It's like more mini triathlons, you know. And we had some meetings last week with different partners, and it's, you know, across, you know, Southern California is how do we get more of these just mini pool triathlons or swim runs?
Yep.
It doesn't have to be overly complex, you know, and it's just that multi-sport experience that we just love how our bodies adapt, you know, and surmount that, you know, we need to sort of get back into everyone's life because we're sitting too much, you know, studies show we can't sit. We got to get out and move.
Well, and the other side of it is my philosophy is that every runner eventually needs to become a cyclist or a triathlete uh-huh. because you can't continue to run forever. So,
that's right.
And you can run less by adding swimming and cycling and becoming a triathlete. All of a sudden, you're going to be running faster because you're running less. That's sort of a weird philosophy, but I think it's the case. I think people get in the triathlon because, oh gosh, I can't run much. My knees are bad. And you're going, oh my God, I'm running better than I was when I was focusing just on running. We see that.
That's true.
We see that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you really have to, it's like continually sort of adjust and adapt. And yeah, doing the same thing all the time is going to wear you down. But when you're breaking it up into thirds, you're going to just be overall, you know, stronger.
Love that. So
I know, it's so fun.
Yeah, the variety of events, you're still putting on Xterra events as well?
We still have our Xterra, so we've got the trail run series up and down the coast. You know, we've got an off-road triathlon, which has had a nice, you know, I'd say growth again right over Laguna Beach. So it's the most beautiful course around.
Now, what's your way? Tell me about that one.
That one's over in Laguna Beach there, Crystal Cove State Park, the only park on the Pacific that connects to the Pacific.
Right.
You know, and yeah. So it's not easy. I'll put it out there because you're starting at sea level and then going up the hills. But it's really a unique chance, you know, just to race, you know, swim Pacific, race on the trails, you know, and then have a nice cold beer overlooking the Pacific. It's awesome.
So wait, is it a swim run or is that the Xterra?
That's Xterra, but we're bringing a swim run to it next year.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I didn't know about that. Now you got me. We get rid of the mountain bike. I mean, I'm in.
I know. A lot of people, they just don't want to, you know, work with that, I'd say, technical, you know, aspect of the mountain bike, which I totally get. And it's why not just, swim and run, and then you get to relax.
Yeah, well, it's like with Aquabike. Aquabike is for people out there who might have knee issues or might not run anymore. Instead of swim, bike, run, it's swim, bike, done. And you finish the bike ride and you're done. How fun is that?
Yeah, that's a great way. And I would say it's like, you know, guys, you know, 40 and up, it's like, you know, myself, you know, the knees start to go and you still want to get that endorphin sprint, which, you know, you do get some up with the swim, but it's nice to get out just the fresh air and then hammer it out.
So with,
and then
Herbalife 24, is the concept you're trying to get new people in. So you said you're doing a bunch of swim clinics and things like that leading in?
Exactly. We're working with Ian Murray, and so we're going to have a free training program up on the website. It's going to kick off in the middle of March. So that'll be going live, I think, in February. So we're going to have a couple different swim clinics, both in the pool and the ocean. LA Tri Club is actually doing a lot of newbie clinics as well. And so, and even with our, you know, back to the Pasadena race with the Pasadena Tri Club, they're actually doing a lot of intro clinics as well. So we're really just trying to, you know, get as much, I would say, I don't even know the word for it, but to get it ingrained in people's minds that there's opportunities to get out swimming and into the sport.
Love it. And, you know, what's great, too, about Pasadena, you could almost be doing a little, people do Pasadena, they just swam in a pool, and it's like, okay, here we have some wetsuits for you to try out, and sign up for L.A. That'll be your next step. You step up and do the sprint distance.
No, that's exactly, you know, and I keep saying it's like this long-term play. It's like, how do we get these mini triathlons, then you get into that sprint, and then people are like, I think I want to go longer.
Exactly. You know, exactly. You count on the fact that our people are AA and AAA, and they're always wanting to see what's next. So, you know, you start out with the little pool and sprint tries, and next thing you know, they're completing L.A. I love that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like you're saying too, is when you have that pool swim experience, you're just experiencing the fun component, and you can actually carry that fun competitiveness over then to the ocean without being overwhelmed, you know, with the fear. Because you're like, oh, I've done this before. It's a little different, but hey, this is really, you know, it's cool and fun.
Love it. For all the information, Herbalife24Tri.LA, that's the site.
You got it.
Love it. Herbalife 24 Triathlon. Our guest has been Brennan Lindner. And
I know. I have too many N's in my name.
There's way too many N's. Brennan Lindner.
No, my wife didn't understand it until, you know, she took her last name. She was like, I have to spell this every time.
I love it. How often do people get to go from Venice to downtown? That's like the coolest thing.
It hasn't happened in a while, and it's just unique, and it's a wide open road, and I'd say it's going to be a hammer fest, so there's going to be definitely some, you know, fast cycling times out there.
Can't wait. Brandon, thank you so much for all you do to grow the sport, my man. I appreciate it.
Awesome, cool, and I'll see you a couple of weeks up here in Pasadena.
Absolutely. Again, Brandon Lindner has been our guest. We brought to you by ToughManTry.com. Check out the VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. Bipolar, blood, sweat, and data. And actually, VeloFix, I think, has come in on the Herbalife 24, right?
They are. They're going to be actually doing bike build-outs the day before, and then they're going to have a lot of those awesome red roving trucks, you know, out on the course just in case someone gets a flat. They can jump in on and help.
They're the best. Again, Polar, yeah. Blood, Sweat, and Data, Premium Plus Sports, our official travel agency, Challenged Athletes Foundation this last year,
yeah.
2,806 grants, totaling $4.3 million last year.
It's amazing. And as always, whatever athletes you want to bring up to the event, let me know. So this one
absolutely.
Is actually... There's not grass, so it's going to be perfect for CAF athletes.
I love that. That is awesome. Again, check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here.